Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another show. Welcome to another broadcast of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Memorial Day, Monday, May the 27th of 2019. And we're so glad you could join us, wherever you're at, however you may be accessing the show. I hope you've been having a nice, somewhat relaxing Memorial Day, whatever you've been up to. Well, here's that Mother Nature has really been being a goofball to us today. The temperature just keeps dropping like an icicle. And I am now in a sweater because of it. Yesterday it was almost 80 and I was in a t-shirt and shorts. Not today, I'm in a sweatshirt. And I can tell like it is either at 60 or must have fallen below. I take care of some icebreakers right now, and then I'm going to talk to you for a little bit, a few minutes about what Memorial Day is about, and then I might read a chapter, I might not, we'll just see, and then discuss it for a minute maybe, and then do some sports, so I'll keep it. Maybe a little short tonight, but listeners, so, number one, Mother Nature was not nice on Saturday down in Sandusky of that state to the south. There is a Sandusky in Michigan, but that's not the Sandusky I'm talking about. The other one. That being said, Cedar Point was a no-go because there was a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms. And I checked my weather bug app, and sure enough, there was a lightning alert that said it was nearby. At a time that I would have been there. I know, right? I checked my thing, and sure enough, there was a lightning alert. Pretty crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm just saying that. Because I just checked because I was curious. You know, and sure enough. But that being said, now we might be going like mid-June, possibly like June 12th or 13th, or maybe like June 19th, 20th, like around, 11th or 12th, or maybe 18th, 19th, like something like that, like a Tuesday to that part. And by the way, listeners, I have been there on a couple of different Tuesdays. Once was in like 2009, I believe. No, three Tuesdays. The first day I ever went was a Tuesday back in 2006. And then I went on one in 2009. And then on one in 2011. And other than Saturday, it's the day I've went the most. You've went on a few Tuesdays yourself, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, the only time I went on a weekend was with you.
What was the most common used weekday that you want? Do you feel like Tuesday?
Wednesday.
On the itself to the park, though. I mean, like Tuesday, you feel like?
Yeah.
And they always say a lot of times that it's when, like, it's the. And that one of the nice things about that is that basically all the maintenance people are there.
Yeah.
Which means. What that does for us listeners, what that does for us, those of us who like the rides, is that helps make sure that, if possible, it can be back up and running that day. Whatever the ride is that happens to be down. Hopefully none are, but just assuming one is. That they should be able to find out what the reason is. And hi, Brandon. I'm good. But anyhow, listeners, like I was just saying, we will be possibly trying again in a couple of weeks. And by the way, Annie, don't you think those amazement park commercials that they were using back in the 90s were 20 years too early? I do. Because they only had one 200-foot roller coaster at the time. When they were using it, hadn't someone else already built a roller coaster that exceeded Magnum? I think someone had, but you forget where.
Yeah.
I think a few places.
Six Flags
and
yeah.
Something else, I think.
Possibly.
So now they're more worthy to have the to have the name on Amazement Park than what they were then.
Yeah.
So I feel like they should bring that back, but with like a different twist or something, because if you ask me, as far as amusement parks, unless it's themed to something or it's like a Busch Gardens or something, it is like the one that almost anything else is judged against.
Yeah.
And now I have been told that as far as water parks, by the way, that the true water parks are in Texas.
Yeah.
Now what about the indoor one that's in Sandusky, that Kalahari?
That's fine.
Do you think that might be better than Cedar Point Shores?
It's not as good as Michigan Adventure.
For an indoor water park, though, in America, that's about the best you're going to find that you know of.
Yeah.
Like that. And something about an indoor wave pool just seems so cool.
Yeah.
And that is totally just one of a kind. But, anyhow, we'll try again soon. But I do want to say, listeners, I just got to give a shout out to Chick-fil-A. We went to the mall in Toledo and stuff, and I've just got to say, when I've been to Chick-fil-A, they're always so nice. They will always say my pleasure. They're the only place that actually says my pleasure that I know of. Same with you.
Yeah, especially for a fast food chain.
I feel like sometimes you've gotten nicer service there than what some of the sit-down places will give you.
Agreed.
And the thing is, Chick-fil-A doesn't even expect you to tip. Whereas if they did, I'd give 20% every time minimum. But the only reason why I won't is because there they don't really expect it.
Yeah.
So that's what.
About how you finally got the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I finally had Chick-fil-A sauce for the first time. And to be honest, I'm not asking for ketchup on that sandwich again. The Chick-fil-A sauce was just so amazing.
Yep.
You know what, listeners? If there was a Chick-fil-A in this town, I would buy it I'd want to almost buy it in, like, big tubs to last a long time.
Me too.
To, like, in order to just put it on everything because it's that good. Oh, by the way, you go to you come to McDonald's, you want a McChicken? How about we'll go the mayonnaise and just pour some and just put a little Chick-fil-A sauce on it instead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just do that because something about that. Chicken has a barbecue / something else mixed in.
It's amazing. It's sweet. It's tangy. It's savory.
Sweet,
it's everything.
It's like everything. It's almost like, if you want to think about it, listeners, it's almost like the Trinity of food flavors. It'd be like, listeners, it'd be like, if sweet would be like, let me think. Sweet would be like, you know, the sun. Because, you know, because you always want your kids to be sweet. And then the savory would be like, just savor, just taste that. You know, and then tangy would be like, well, you get the picture. It's like the great trilogy. It's everything
mm-hmm.
that you would want in a sauce. Now, I don't know if it could, I don't think it would do a good job at replacing your spaghetti or pizza sauce, but like for a fast food burger or something else. It's
even salad.
Wonderful. But like I said, no spaghetti, no pizza. Then you'll need to stick to the conventional or your homemade. That sauce is just impeccable. I say, listeners, the more I see it, the more I love it. If there was a Chick-fil-A in this town, man, listeners, you know, it's just amazing. Now, the waffle fries, I wish there was a way to make them just like McDonald's fries, but in a waffle form, because then you'd have, like, the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
But I know for sure that I just hope they can find a way, because the fries are pretty good, but the chicken sandwich is totally the style of the show when it comes to the food. I haven't tried the nuggets, and honestly, I had to say McDonald's were better. But McDonald's always had some of the better nuggets, though, in the first place, huh?
People, I never really cared for them, but people love them.
They're probably some of the most loved nuggets there are.
I think so.
Something about them, something about that sweet breading, something about the, I don't know. But it is some good stuff. And so I want to say, folks, when you go on the road somewhere and there happens to be a Chick-fil-A, whether you're driving down the freeway and you see one or and you're hungry, or if you happen to be in a mall in the food court and they have it, go give it a try. You'll be glad you did. You will. I can just about guarantee it. Unless you really don't like chicken, you really don't like customer service for whatever reason, then you won't like it. Other than that, though, you will. Because of the chicken sandwiches I've had from fast food places, that Chick-fil-A one's the best. Now, you may say, well, Miracle Man, what about the Southern Fried Chicken? Well, I've never heard of a quote-unquote Southern Fried Chicken sandwich. You haven't either, though, have you?
No.
Oh, it's always by itself.
Yeah.
Now, if they did have one of those, I would have to say it would be a really close bet. And then I would really hope Chick-fil-A would try to make one for themselves to stay on top of their game. so that they can still stay. The best, because Billy is one of the best, and I tell you, but that to say, so just give him a try, and to go with it, you get your choice of a Coca-Cola beverage, whether you choose Coke, Cherry Coke, Sprite, Mellow Yellow, or the Dr. Pepper. Yes, Preacher Man, I know you still like Dr. Pepper. Yes. We will leave it at that. All right. It's time to talk about what is this whole Memorial Day really about? How did it originate? All right. Memorial Day was started just after the Civil War to honor those who died. The president at that time had called for a day of remembrance of those who died for their country. Had been called Remembrance Day. Years later, it was changed to the name Memorial Day. At one point, the date was set as May 30th. Sir? This is for the listeners. Sir, Brandon's dad, what's your name, sir?
No, this is Sheldon.
Wait a minute. What did he serve?
He served our country. He was in the war.
What thing was he with? What platoon or whatever?
I'll try to find him.
Were you in? Seems like he was in the Navy. So this guy served our country in the Navy. Luckily, he is still with us. But it's all, you know, listeners, it's always sad when people are out there and they were fighting a war for our country and they didn't make it. You know, at my high school, there was a student who graduated a year before I did. He graduated from Oakland High in 2009. In July of 2011, he was taken out by enemy forces. That I was trying to say about the history. But anyhow, it was, for many years, it was on May 30th. Later on, it got changed to the fourth, the final Monday of May, which it is now. In 1968, the president at that time declared, he was the one that made it that it would always be on the final Monday for the Monday Holiday Act for 3-day weekends. I have an opinion on that. listeners, Memorial Day is not about a 3-day weekend. It is not about a 3-day weekend by any means. Then, no, that's okay if it comes to that, but it's about thinking and remembering those who served this great country and gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have the freedoms that we enjoyed. Someone lost their life so I would have the freedom to bring you the show. If you think about it, someone did. And I don't thank God because they died. I thank God because they gave the sacrifice and was able to give up their own desires, their whatever other job they would have wanted to do, whatever else they would have wanted to do, and chose, you know what, I want to serve my country. And then they didn't make it. But you know something? A lot of people will go through today, I can guarantee it. A lot of people will go through today and think of nothing. They will go through today and think absolutely nothing, or maybe one tiny thing for a second about what today was all about. They'll think it's all about grilling mystery tubes, hot dogs, by the way. They'll think it's all about grilling hot dogs, drinking a beverage, whether it be a soft drink or something else. You know, they'll think about food. They'll think about family time. Maybe they'll think this weekend was about watching a NASCAR race or maybe going on a trip somewhere, and we'll have thought nothing about what it's about. Unfortunately, many people will have done that today. The true meaning is to think about and honor those who gave their life for this country. You know, Dr. Buckley served in the Vietnam War. And thank God he made it. But, you know, he saw people all around him lose their lives. Thank God he didn't lose his. What if he did? You know, and they don't just call him general. He's a leader among leaders. Yes, he is. That's part of why I love him. But these poppies are what people place at the grave sites of those who died in combat. But I thank the Lord that it's been a very long time since we've had combat going on, you know, in the streets of America. I'm grateful to God for that. We've had war. Of course, you know, we need to keep America in our prayers. We need to pray for this Iran thing. You know, and we just got to keep America in our prayers all the time. And it's just important that we don't lose track of the fact of all of the different branches of the service who fought in a war for this country and died as a result of it. Not just civil on forward, but even to the revolutionary that would have been beforehand. The good news is that they gave it so that we could be free as a nation. And some of you folks may think, well, shouldn't it be exactly on May 30th? I don't know. Should it always be on the same Monday? I don't know. I just know that it is how it is. It should not be when it is just so that people can have a 3-day weekend. I mean, you look at the 4th, which is coming up in like 5-6 weeks. That article was signed on July 4th, and we still, well, we became independent, and it's still celebrated on July 4th. But in this case, I don't know. But to those of you who gave your life, I mean, to those families who lost a loved one as a result of war overseas, you know, it just makes you stronger. But in a way, I thank God that these people would serve their life, would sacrifice themselves for this great country. Even to those who are listening to this broadcast, if you served in the military, thank you so much for your service to this country. It should not be overlooked. Whether it's Vets Day, whether it's Memorial Day, or any other day, you know. And I'm just going to take a minute right now to pray over these families who have lost a son, a daughter, a cousin, a nephew. Or they lost a dad or mom, maybe. As a result of military service. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you on this Memorial Day evening tonight, Lord God, and thank you for this great country. I thank you for these people who decided that this country was more important to them than their life. They went and fought valiantly, with great valor, but they got taken down. And these families, Lord, maybe they have an empty spot at the table today, or maybe they just are missing something. Lord God, I thank you that you just comfort these families today who lost a loved one as a result of conflict overseas. Thank you that you just bring comfort to their hearts and comfort to their souls today. And that you know, and that they, and that you just give them peace. Any one of these that are listening to this show, just give them peace. Right now, your peace, Jesus, your peace. And they just realize what it's all about. So that we could be free. So that we have the freedom, Lord God, this is so that we have freedom to worship you, Lord God, and all the other freedoms that we have in this country. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen and amen and amen. I'm just checking my clock real quick. Now, listeners, and you know, I was just thinking of this God Bless the USA song. And I'm going to sing of it. And I'm proud to be an American when at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died who gave that right to me. And I proudly stand up next to you and I'm here today. And I can't deny I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to Cheyenne Sea, from New York, no, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to L.A., across the plains of Texas, and is here today. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Why'd you pick me?
Oh, sorry about that. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. I proudly stand up next to you, and witness you today. And I won't, there ain't no doubt I love this land. No, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You know,
and speaking of God bless the USA, God's working on this country. He's working on it. You know, I was reading an article today. A few states have bills going through the legislature that could allow Bible teaching in public schools. You know, the ACLU is getting all mad. Yeah, the ACLU, they're getting really mad about it. And they all say, they all think, you know, that these classrooms are going to tune into church sanctuaries and what have you. But to that I say, well, this is the only country that was designed by God to be a Christian nation. Think about what I just said. I said it's the only nation that was designed by God to be a Christian nation. So, one state, Kentucky, has already allowed it to a degree. Other states are working on proposals, including Florida, South Dakota, Virginia, West Virginia, and another state. But our president sent out a tweet regarding that. Forget what it was. Usually I don't take any time to talk about politics on this. I was just so encouraged when I saw that one state is now allowing some Bible teaching to be done in an elective class in Kentucky. And that other states are trying to pass similar bills. I was encouraged by that. My prayer is that this becomes reality nationwide. That would be a great step in the right direction to be able to read the Bible and pray in the classrooms again. That would just be such a beautiful thing. And I'm just so glad that God has not just said, after all that's happened. I'm so glad that God has not looked down on America and said, all right, God, that's it. I mean, all right, America, that's it. I'm giving up on you. You're done. I'm so glad he didn't do that. And I just pray that America would just repent to God. In the name of Jesus. And don't think there's a flag in here, but I will say if you're in a church like at my church where we pledge allegiance to the flag, I hope you mean it. I hope you mean it. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, this under God. You know what that means? We're a Christian nation. It didn't say one nation under Buddha, one nation under Hindi, one nation under anything else. No. So. I'm just believing God that America will repent and get right before God. You know. I'm going to give the number really quick. If you want to call into the show. After that, I'm going to pray real quick, and then I'm going to read you one chapter of Acts tonight, and then talk about it real quick. And then talk about sports. So, the number to call into the show if you want to talk to me about generally anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not political. All I was doing was just sharing an update on something. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Again, that's 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. Go ahead and press 1, by all means. You'll be taken to a call screener, after which I'll be able to answer the phone. I mean, my assistant will answer the phone, and she'll let me know we have a caller. And you'll be able to call in to talk to me, well, generally whatever. Heavenly Father, I pray that you just bless this word tonight for the few minutes that we have to study. And I just thank you, Lord God, you just use me to preach this word. Thank you, Lord God, my confession over the show for the Harvest of Souls coming into this program for increases in listenership, for finances coming into this program, and for sponsors and partners to come on board and help us. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to Acts 14 right now. Praise God, Acts 14. By the way, if you didn't read your Bible today, you should be reading it every way. If you didn't every day, if you didn't read it today, you should maybe still glance at it later after I'm done if you didn't read it, but at least you're gonna get it in there because I was just thinking about, I had thought about moving on to something else, so I was like, no, I want to give them some word from the Holy Scriptures. And so, praise God, if you got your Bible, or even if you just have your phone and it has a Bible on it, go ahead and go to Acts 14. You go ahead and head over there. I am there right now. Yes, I am. I am there right now. I am ready to begin reading. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went, as usual, into the Jewish synagogues. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Gentiles believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there, speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do miraculous signs and wonders. Oh, some of that boldness, by the way, because they've got poison. Like, I bet you some of those required Sunday services that if they started at 10, might have not got done until, what do you think, at least 1:30 possibly? Maybe 2 o'clock? Sorry. Verse 4. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles. There was a plot afoot among the Gentiles and Jews together with their leaders to mistreat them and stone them. But they found out about it, and they fled to the Laconian cities of Lystra and Derbe and the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the good news. In Lystra, there sat a man crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth. and had never walked. He listened to Paul. As he was speaking, Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Laconian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas then called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The speech of Zeus, whose temple was his outside, just outside the city, brought bulls and asked to the city gates, because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to him. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy. Even if their words said difficulties in filling the crowd and satisfying to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stood Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. The disciples gathered around him. He got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. Verse 21, they preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them, in which Christ, with prayer and fasting, committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came into Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Italia. From Italia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed by the grace of God and the word they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. I'm going to read to you like the first like 6-7 verses of 15. Some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way. And as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the brothers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything God had done through them. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and be required to obey the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders met to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter stood up and addressed them. "Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them." I'm going to read this. Okay, I'm going to cut this off. Now, for sports, Tigers lost again. They won on Friday and Saturday, but lost yesterday. Also, the Bucks lost the series 4-2. Originally, I thought it was going to go 7, but the Raptors won. So it went the reversal of my first pick, which was Bucks 4, Cedar Point 2. Instead, the Raptors won it. And folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.